I am not so holy, but I try to do the best. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me. My God, someone can have a cosilla. I received the anointing myself right now. To preach good news to the poor. And he has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoner and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Do you think I read it right? Yes, I got a fourth grade, that's all I got. my college was a lot of animals in my house. all the kind of animals in my father's house. A lot of people got bicycles. I no got chance to learn to drive the bicycle. I never have one. You know, sometimes I try something from the Sahara before, and I drop myself down. It's too heavy to, you know. My God. And the people jump to the bicycle and they keep running. You know, but what are you going to do? Yeah. And then he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sit down. But look at this. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. Mm-hmm. Everybody put their head on him. Uh-huh. The eyes on him. Mm-hmm. And he began by saying to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. All spoke well. Listen. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious word that came from his lips. Isn't this to Joseph's son, they ask. Huh. Do you have a look when the people were so poor and can be something? This is different. This is spiritual. This is no flesh. Mm-hmm. And the who give it to you is the richest man in the world. Mm-hmm. It's God. Yes. Why can he ignore that? Because he's the son of the Joseph. So Jesus said to them, surely you will quote his proverb to me. Physicians, heal yourself. The doctor No, he can heal nobody anyway. He helps you a little bit to relax with the medicine and give you some time, the hours for use the medicine, for feel better. No, but not for heal you. The doctor can heal nobody. But even he can give it to him himself, the medicine. You gotta go to another doctor. And the other doctor give it to him. Yeah. So that's the way it go. Listen, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what he have here that you did in Capernaum. And Jesus answers, this I tell you the truth. He continued, no prophet is accepted in his own home, his hometown. That's wrong. That's wrong. Because if you is like this or you live like that or whatever, in the spirit, it's a different story. God can make anybody higher, and the higher can put it down. Because you can have $1 billion, $1 billion dollars, and you don't know, and you don't know what to do with the money. What? But sooner or later, you don't got nothing. Sooner or later, they make you, they put you in the best casket, the best casket. That's what they have. That's what they have. You got nothing out. God don't need money over there. And he needed everything belong to him. So. But they ignore. And he assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time. And when the sky was shut for 3 days and a half years, and there was a severe famine. Throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Sarepta in the region of Sidon. Sidon? Mm-hmm. And there were many in Israel with leprosy, and in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. For reason, if you go too close to God, God pay attention to you. Mm-hmm. If you need something, he give it to you. Mm-hmm. And even you don't have to ask him When you got in your mind to almost open the mind, you got, you receive what you got, what he gave to you, what you wanted, what you needed. Because he knows before you speak the word. And all the people in the synagogue were furious when they hear this. And they got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him down the cliff. But he asked right through the crowd and went on his way. What a deception. Jesus was like in the flesh. Like in the flesh. He know what's the flesh. Because he coming by the Holy Spirit. The Father and the Holy Spirit. And God was a spirit. The Holy Spirit was a spirit. And Jesus was a spirit. The only user was the girl to be born, because it's gotta be for the woman, for be the man. Mm-hmm. It can be by the animal, it's gotta be by the woman. So, but Jesus was a spirit. Image of the flesh, but in the spirit. And he went on his way. And then, 31, he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, on the Sabbath, began to teach the people. And they were amazed at his teaching, because his message had authority. When the person, even the preacher, know about God, he preached by the authority, because that's not coming from him. He got authority to preach and authority in the world, because the authority not coming from him. The authority coming from God. The Holy Spirit told me a few months ago, preach the word higher, the voice higher. That he told me. Preach the word higher. That he told me. He told me yesterday that. Yes. Preach the word higher. But if I don't got the Holy Spirit, how can I speak higher? They gotta be by the Holy Spirit. My God. And in the synagogue, There was a man, the man, possessed by the demon, an evil spirit. And he cried out at the top of his voice, "Ah, what do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But the Lord, he said, "Be quiet." Jesus said sternly, "Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. Because God protects that person. If not, he will die. But nothing happened to him. Something maybe because of what so disobedient is somewhat. Because I was in Puerto Rico a few years ago, and I go to some church, and then the guy, the preacher, he told me, we have to go tomorrow. No, we gotta go from here to the house of some lady. Was a nice preacher, but we have to go to anointing the house. I said, okay. And he told me, I anointing inside the house, and I go to anointing outside the house. And I did. But that lady was a good preacher. But he got a lot of things in the house, in the all the room. I not say because I want to talk about her. No. I go to talk about nothing from me, nothing from inside. They got the lassie like this in one room, big one. He got a lot of things in the showers, in a lot of showers, in the old house. And she put their mind in that things. And because she put their minds in that things, maybe left a little bit what he's doing in the church. Or left God a little bit. And then the demon come in and possess her. Because the person preach over here, the demon tried to break you down. The enemy tried most he can to take it out from here for the pulpit. And that happened to her. I can't walk too much in the rooms. All the rooms is nice building, nice beautiful house. And then When I finish, and the other guy finish outside, come in and start outside, inside. And I not see that lady before that. And when I tell the pastor who take me there, because you got more they know more of them, you know. They know. I says, why do you not bring the lady? The lady here? I just say yes. Why bring her and we can pray for her? What? We pray, and the demon speak. I rebuke it. I take it to him. Leave that lady alone. The authority of God. Mm-hmm. And but I don't know now no one because I come into Puerto Rico. From Puerto Rico over here again. And but the lady speak. And the demon speaking, and I think she was a better situation. And I see the place where she preached the word. So beautiful house, beautiful building, too. I believe she's preaching now. I believe, yeah. But I told the husband, take all these things out from here. So I told the friend, the pastor was over there. He liked me too. And he says, tell him, man, take out all that kind of things over here. I see no in the house. Because that's the problem. And then she can go preach again there in the church. And he told me, no, do you tell him? Then we sit down in that place, and then the church, and then the plane, and the house. And I told him, you got to have to clean your house. Take care of everything you see. The house is no good. Throw away. Give somebody else or throw it, put it in the garbage. Whatever you have. He got, the guy got two bonds, got one pickup truck. He says, in good condition. Uh-huh. But the mind, nice little twist. Can twist the mind, can progress. So I did. I feel comfortable that over there in 4 days, I go different places in the church, it's different church. I feel comfortable because I, my gosh, I'm so good. Hallelujah. I feel so good. So, but I can go over there. We can go over there unless God give it to me something to stay there. House. I need a house. I like a cook. I like to live myself. I like to pray at the time I want. You know, I can depend by myself. No, for no different house or whatever. They got different idea. So the way you go. I don't know. I am 91 years old. A person I got 92. So, all the people were amazed and say to him, to each other, "What is this teaching which authority and power he give order to the evil spirit, and in they come out, and the news about him spread through out of the surrounding area." You know, everybody see the what happened, and every in the whole area they know. Sometimes it's not so good either. Sometimes it's not so good either because of, you know, how the people will. So, and Jesus healed many. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now, Simon's mother and in-law was suffering from the high fever. And they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and he left her. You got authority from God. Amen. You feel you got authority from God, you can do it. If you don't got authority from God, don't do it. You can be a problem. I'll tell you the truth. Some people preach the word and it says, "Oh, you got to do this, you got to do that." If you don't got the authority from God, don't do it. Because you got to be in problem. And she got up at the once and began to wait of them. And when when the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kind of sickness, and laid his hand on each one, and he healed them. Moreover, demon came out of many people and shouting, "You are the Son of God." That they shout. Mm-hmm. "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and all not allow them to speak because they knew he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus went out to the solitary place, and the people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other town also, because that is why I was in. And he kept on preaching in the synagogue of Judea. That this is the, here is the word. That's a long word. That's a long word. But no matter what, I got to bring it to the people, because the people got to learn more. And pay attention to the word. You don't pay attention to the word, you don't learn nothing, and you go to happen suffering a lot of time. Because you can defend yourself. Our God, you can do nothing. We need Jesus in our life. Completely Jesus in our life, in your mind, in your spirit. So you receive it from God.
Yes.
That's only the way I receive from God. Because when I go to preach, I'm looking for the word, I find sometimes two, three scriptures, three masses or two masses. And then I copy it in somewhere, and I try to do one or whatever. And then I, you know, this is wonderful, you know.
Hallelujah.
This is wonderful. Be in God. Yeah, so wonderful. For me, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So thank you so much. Appreciate. And Father, my son, Jesus, thank you for this opportunity you give it to me to bring this message. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because that's only the help I got. Even from the pastor, sometimes the pastor tell me something, and he know what's him, what the Holy Spirit in him. And he told me, and then I receive. So, this is so good. I tell you, this is so good. Being Jesus is a rich life.
Yes.
Even if you don't got one penny, it's a rich life. In peace, in love, just live good. When you go to see, coming down. Well, we don't got no rooster over here, but in Puerto Rico, they got it at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock. So, but we have really got nothing. But thanks to the Lord, too. Because the Holy Spirit, if you ask, He give it to you. So that's all we need. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. In Jesus' name.